Okay, so let's get to it. Kennedy last night hosted Under the Tree with BSB. Here she is on stage welcoming everybody and getting ready to interview the guys.
Hi, I'm Kennedy. It's nice to see you. And I want to give a shout out to everyone that's here from Mix. Salt is here. Carson is here. Greg and Fred are here. We're just so excited to have you all here with us today to be a part of this very, very special moment. I'm only sweating a little bit. So let's give it up for Avenue 34 tonight. Can you believe this space inside the Park Plaza? Ladies and gentlemen, please, Big Boston welcome for the Backstreet Boys.
What's up, Boston? What's up, Boston?
Wow, hello. Look at this amazing crowd.
Wow.
Hello, happy holidays.
Hello.
Merry Christmas.
You ladies look beautiful, and then the guys look handsome. There's a couple guys.
Yeah.
Fellas in the house look handsome, too.
The fellas look,
handsome,
that's what I said.
Fellas, beautiful
no,
ladies.
I said it.
All right, so I only have 30 minutes with you guys, so let's get to it.
Let's do
it.
Shut up.
Bring it back.
It was literally like herding cats, and I was sweating. Yeah. You guys, so much. Annie, I'm sure you can. So, like, you know when you, in the summertime.
Yes.
And you, like, sit and there's, like, sweat from your legs.
Oh, my God. It's literally the worst thing
I
ever.
Had to stand up from the stool at one point during the interview. And I'm like, oh, God, I don't want to know what this is going to look like. Thank God I was wearing black. Like, I just,
yep.
Flop sweat everywhere.
So, Kennedy asked the guys about being dead.
This was actually a question from MJ from Worcester. So, it was an audience question. So,
what is your favorite part about being a father?
Is knowing that I can get it right with my son, that I can be the best dad for him. For me, it's having two people in my life that have to take my kisses. It's not conditional, or unconditional love.
Unconditional.
They have to take it.
Unconditional.
Dude. I used to have all my brothers and sisters, all their little nieces. I used to like. I'm just a very affectionate person. I just love kissing, like especially baby cheeks. They're so soft.
A little bit,
like,
Howie.
I just like nibble on them. I get a little crazy sometimes. My wife's like, stop. She's like, you know, especially with me and my beard, I tear their skin all up, but they take it. They're just like, they're so sweet.
It's funny because we're all at different stages, you know? So for me, I'm just trying to stay cool, you know?
It sucks when they don't think you're cool anymore,
because,
doesn't it?
You know, my son, he wants to be an artist, and he's a great performer as well, a great singer. And all I can do is just be the best, like Nick was saying, just the best person I can be to help guide him, to direct him in his path, because I think everything happens for a reason. And as I look at my life and I look at his kind of taking off, it's kind of that equal journey where I get to go, wow, you know, now I can sit back and just watch and help guide from a distance.
Saw his video. He's fantastic.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. So, yeah, I'm just trying to stay cool. That's all. Love you, Bebba.
Having the only girls... honestly, I would not change it for
Karma.
Anything in the world. The bond between father and daughter is indescribable. There's nothing like it. There's nothing better in my world. Ava actually recently had to fill out this little thing because she was student of the month, and at the bottom, the very last question was, what would you want to do or who would you want to spend your day off with? And she said, daddy-daughter date is what she wants to do. And that, what do you want to be when you grow up? She said she wants to be a singer like Daddy and Taylor Swift. I can't compete with Taylor Swift, so that's fine. Looking at how Lyric and her react to each other and how much they love their daddy and they love their mommy. Mommy knows that she's in third place now. She knows that, or second place. She's tied. Because the girls are tied for first, because I can't pick one that I love more than the other. They're both unique. They're different. Lyric's a bit of a terror, but that's okay. They say the second sometimes is a little harder. It's true. But my girls mean the world to me. And I no boy or man will ever be good enough for my girls. Period. So I'm trying to set the standard. So I just want to be the best father and the best husband I can. So
until somebody like that looks just like you is knocking on your door.
Yeah, it's okay. That's when I have Drew and Aaron and Keith and all of our security standing right behind me, just going like this.
Did you come to my house?
Yeah, exactly.
Mine is just experiencing things again through their eyes.
Wow, that was fantastic. That was a good question. A lot of great answers. Hearing them all as dads.
It was good.
Considering like how long we've been watching their careers and how they were, you know, they were just having a great time when they were young, and you know, seeing them evolve.
It's just like seeing Salt.
Well,
yeah, but it didn't happen in 12 months.
A couple of them did.
When I met AJ last night, like literally within 2 seconds of him seeing CP, he was on his phone showing me pictures. It's just this thing. It doesn't matter where you are in your career. You're a superstar or whatnot. Like, they're honest to God. They're the nicest guys.
Yeah, they really are. It's very cool stuff. So, again, a big thank you to Backstreet Boys Under the Tree with BSB. And, again, as soon as we can, we'll get all the audio and the video up at mix1041.com.